Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
This week I've been sharing about Camp BIMI or Camp BIMI and what it is and why we do it. And yesterday I started an article by our Africa director, Eric Bowman, about East Africa's heritage and why it matters when we share the gospel. And I shared yesterday, when we talk about heritage, we mean a lot more than just music and clothing or food. It's how a person has learned to listen and trust and honor and celebrate and grieve and make decisions. And if we as missionaries or we as Christians even ignore those things, we may still speak the truth, but they might not actually be heard. Now, how do those gospel moments happen? It's through establishing meaningful relationships. It's by walking through life purposefully with intentionality in our witness. It's by living an example of Christ-likeness together with a verbal message. Life, especially one in a third world context, can be incredibly challenging and often frustrating. And in many East African settings, your credibility is not mainly built by a bio or a resume. It's built by how you walk with people when life goes sideways, as you are exemplifying the power of God in day-to-day living and in neighborly conversations. So how do we catch the context and give the gospel in a meaningful way? Well, here are some suggestions. Lead with listening. Don't just speak. Listen to learn how people explain their world through their cultural eyes, their family expectations, their spiritual fears, what a good life means and what brings shame or honor. And then again, we need to respect community pathways. Decisions are often communal. A discipleship that ignores family and community dynamics can unintentionally isolate new believers. Now, that's a very important observation that Brother Bowman has made, because in some cultures, the individual has a very difficult time making decisions and may be impossible if he ignores the community totally. Now, let me give you a third suggestion. Take spiritual questions seriously. In many places, does your God have power? It's not a cliche. It's a real question tied to real fears. And then again, Brother Bowman suggests, we stay long enough to be known. Superficial relationships are easy. Trust takes time. The gospel is worth patient presence. It often takes a lifetime to make a lasting difference in a community. Let me just pause there and add a thought. That's why our missionaries give their lives to go plant themselves in a community to win people. Well, back to what Brother Bowman says, East Africa's heritage matters because people matter, and people are never culture-free. When we honor context, we're not being trendy. We're following the Christ-like example of careful, compassionate witness by speaking to real people in their real world. Catch the context, and you'll find more than just customs. You'll find bridges. And across those bridges, the unchanging gospel can travel with clarity, with courage, and with love. Well, that's just a little sample from one part of the world, what we try to get across to young people and some older people as well when they come to Camp BIMI, because they're seeking to know what God would have them do with their lives.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.